Next patient was Rodriguez Angel. That's Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Rodriguez Angel, A-N-G-E-L. Rodriguez Angel, date of consultation was, I'm sorry, date of visit 1-16-24. Date of birth 4-28-52. Please make a copy for Augusto De Leon. Augusto is A-U-G-U-S-T-O, De Leon, D-E-L-E-O-N-M-D. Dear Augusto, thank you for sending Angel Rodriguez for evaluation. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Angel Rodriguez for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea with daytime sleepiness and sleep disordered breathing. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has a previous history of atrial fibrillation and coronary artery disease and hypertension. Has had obstructive sleep apnea. And was sent for a polysomnographic study recently and found to have significant obstructive sleep apnea. The patient needs a CPAP setup at night. And he has been having disturbed sleep, daytime sleepiness, occasional headaches, and also fatigue. Next paragraph, past history includes history for CABG times 3 and previous history for coronary artery disease with stenting. He also had subdural hematoma evacuated and has been treated for chronic diastolic heart failure, previous history for pneumonia, prior history of prostatic hyperplasia and hypothyroidism. He has hypertension and essential tremor. And has had history for rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder, cervical disc disease, and osteoarthritis. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. Next line, family history, father died of CVA, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has apneic episodes, shortens breath and cough. He has abdominal discomfort with reflux. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain and no palpitations, but has some leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety. No easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Denies dizziness, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. And he did have some weight loss and fatigue and no cataracts. Next, medalist. Included Eliquis 5 mg BID, Synthroid 50 micrograms a day, gabapentin. I'm sorry, gabapentin is 300 milligrams TID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Cresto 20 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, clubbing or perfedema. Blood pressure 130 by 80. Pulse is 84, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 190 pounds, saturation 96. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and there are a few crackles at the lung bases and prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart is irregular, so on an S2, with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, mild edema, and no calf tenderness. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1 plus with no growth, small deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph. Paragraph. Question number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3 is a history of pleural effusions. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, coronary artery disease, status post CABG. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral, and a complete pulmonary function study. He will be placed on CPAP nightly, and a copy of his most recent polysomnographic study was requested, following which will be prescribed CPAP with full face mask. Weight loss was discussed, and the patient will also come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Augusto de Leon, M.D., D-E-L-E-O-N.